Research at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology shows that time for effective action to control heat-trapping gases is running out. And to illustrate the risks, the MIT Global Change Program built a wheel of chance based on the results of their climate models. It looks something like Vanna White would spin on the Wheel of Fortune, and the scientists call it the greenhouse gamble.
When you spin it, if you get unlucky, you get high temperatures. If you get lucky, you get low temperatures. And it really signifies what we as humanity are doing. We're spinning a wheel by putting emissions up into the atmosphere, and we don't, at this point, know where it will stop.
John Riley is an MIT economist and co-author of the MIT Climate Change Modeling Study. I visited him at MIT to try my luck at the greenhouse gamble. First, we spun the wheel to see how much hotter the planet might get by the end of the century if we do nothing to cut our greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay, you've landed on the thing that says 5 to 6 degrees centigrade, a pie wedge that says that. That's actually about the median forecast of what we're getting. In the previous work, we were thinking the median was more 2.5 degrees, and the highest amounts we got approached 5 degrees. So now we have more than half of the wheel at above 5 degrees. So, you know, that is really a hot planet.
So what's happened to change your estimate of what's going on? Is it that we've dumped more carbon into the atmosphere since you first did the studies, or are you getting better in your studies, or what?
Well, since it's only been a few years since we've done this, it's not the fact that we've put in that much more emissions in the meantime, though we have been pumping it out at quite a high rate. It's that when we look at the trends and try to do forecasts, it's clear that China and India and developing countries' emissions growth is very rapid. And then our estimates of how much heat would be taken up by the ocean have been reduced. So the slower uptake of heat by the ocean leaves more in the atmosphere. So we were surprised because no one of these effects are very big, but they interact multiplicatively, and unfortunately they all went in the wrong direction. So that's resulted in this very much larger increase.
All right, let's give it another spin here.
Oh, this is not good. I'm sorry. This is all the way up to 6 to 7 degrees, assuming that we do nothing about climate change. So this is a really severe outcome. You know, combine that with 7 degrees, it's a 20% chance. And a 20% chance of going that high is a pretty large risk of pretty catastrophic results.
All right, now let's give it a spin based on what you would call what, very strong action, sharp reductions.
Yes, this is the sort of wheel we'd be facing if we moved ahead with some of the bills in Congress now, and the U.S. did that, and the rest of the world followed along with similar sorts of things. This is the sort of wheel we'd be facing if we actually adopted that policy.
So what do you say? Let's give it a spin.
Sure. So in this spin, we've done as well as we can possibly do with this policy, and we're still getting 1 to 2 degrees of warming. So that's kind of the minimum we can expect if we are really aggressive to reduce greenhouse gases and we get really lucky.
And the odds of that are about what?
About 15 or 18% of getting in that slice.
So in other words, if you do the flip side of that, even with aggressive action, we're looking at better than an 80% chance that we're headed into a very uncomfortable zone.
More than 2 degrees.
And what would it mean if global average temperature went up by 2 degrees or 3 degrees centigrade?
Temperature increases of 2 to 3 degrees are thought to be the point where you'd have ice-free Arctic, and melting of the Greenland ice sheet or the West Antarctic ice sheet could raise sea levels by meters, and so that would be a very dramatic change. How fast that would happen is unclear, but once we get to that level, we've really then started probably an irreversible process.
So these numbers are all based on going forward from today. But we already have, what, 7/8 of a degree of centigrade warming in the atmosphere.
That's correct.
So what are the odds of pretty much keeping the climate regime that we've got today?
Well, there's no chance of that. Even if we stopped all emissions of greenhouse gases this minute, there's inertia built in the system that would continue to have warming of as much of a half a degree between now and 2050 without any more increase in greenhouse gases. And there's no way the world is going to turn on a dime and we're all going to stop driving our cars and turning on our lights tomorrow. And so even with the most intense efforts to reduce greenhouse gases, there's going to be more emissions.
Somebody listening to us might say, oh, okay, so like we have an 80% chance of things being really very difficult, even if we have aggressive policies. Why bother? What would you say to them?
if we don't bother, it's going to be much, much worse. In this debate, there's this idea that we're already gone over a cliff or something, and that leads to the frustration that, well, if we've gone over the cliff, why bother? Unfortunately, there may be little cliffs, but there's many more cliffs to come. And so we're stuck with, I think, probably something on the order of 2.5 to 3 or 4 degrees warming, even if we do almost everything we can. So we're going to have to be prepared for adapting to the climate change we see and really worry about, you know, risks to agriculture, to coastal systems, to severe storms, to increased hurricanes, to melting of ice. The risks are there, and I think they're, at this point, some of them are unavoidable. But we certainly want to move ahead as fast as we can to avoid these really catastrophic outcomes.
How well do you sleep at night?
Well, I'm an odd, you know, we scientists, we're odd ducks, right? So this is an incredibly fascinating problem for us. So it's an interesting research topic. And so I guess I keep seeing it as that, and it's hard to even make it feel real to myself that we're really going to experience this. So I guess I still sleep, but I try not to think about what the real consequences are.
John Riley is with the Climate Modeling Group at MIT. Thank you so much.
Thank you.